last year, finally, yeah. Putting a bit of pressure on myself, it was. But now it's more important. It doesn't matter who scores. 3 points. That's a massive 3 points tonight, you know. Slowly came down with a decent game plan. With a lot of chances first half, didn't convert them. We're getting lots of chances out wide. Just wasn't falling for us. But the team we have this year, you know, we need to look, keep at it, to keep digging, to keep banging on the door, and something will come. And we gave away a sloppy goal. It's not like us, you know. It's teams rarely break us down, but we sort of give some goals away. But look, was it 2 minutes or a minute and a half after? We bounced straight back in. Yeah. And I think that's the spirit that we need to kick on now. And as you said, a massive 3 points, and now we'll kick on for Friday.
And you had another chance just before the break. A great save by the keeper.
Yeah, yeah. It took a little deflection as well, so he's done well. But now, look, get them on target and they'll eventually go in, you know what I mean? Just keep banging, as I said, keep banging on the door. And personally, it was great to score, but I'd take the 3 points any day.
And we're running out of superlatives for Shawnee Maguire. He's just sensational.
He's sensational. Like, you know, he just needs a second and it's a goal. You know, like, he's one-on-one and just now he's going to finish it. He's the same training every day, but he's the sort of young lad where he finishes training and he'll stay out for an extra 20 minutes where people don't see that, you know, the hard work and the dedication he has. He's a phenomenal talent, you know. I'd back him to go all the way, you know. He's such a good career ahead of him, but he does the hard work, looks after his body. He's a model pro for anyone, and he's only still young, you know. So as a 28-year-old now, I consider myself one of the senior pros, and to see young lads like that, the club's in good hands with the future, you know.
It's a frustrating game. For a while, Stephen,
did
you get a sense of deja vu when they went 1-0?
We were a little bit, you know. You're thinking, look, we couldn't really go over the line against Sligo last year. But I think the spirit this year, you know, it's like we're going in every game, think we're going to get 3 points. You know, you're confident, we're confident in our ability down here. I said that at the very start of the year. You know, if we don't pick up 3 points, it's a massive, massive disappointment. No matter who you play, whether it's Shamrock Rovers, Sligo, Dundalk, and it's here, it's a fortress down here, you know what I mean? And it should be 3 points every game, no matter what you play down here. And then on the road, we'll look after itself. But no, Sligo are sticky, you know. Like, Dave Robson's a very good manager. You know, he hasn't played a good brand of football. Great game plan today, but look, we dug it out of the fire. And as I said, it's massive 3 points.
Shows the character of the team, too, Stephen, to come from behind. The first time you've had to come from behind.
Well, I think that's pleasing for John, that he sees that side of it, you know, win dirty. It's great winning 4-1 up in Drogheda, or, you know, putting a few goals past teams and the game's dead with 25 minutes to go. But you've seen a different aspect of Cork City now today, tonight, that, you know, if going gets tough, lads aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves. And I think the pleasing thing for me as a player was that no one was hiding, everyone wanted to still get on the ball and everyone to kind of keep driving on. And I think that's massive. I have to kick on now towards the next game on Friday.
There were two changes again tonight. We're changing in every game. Is that having an effect, or do you think the squad is gelled enough, you know?
I think the squad's gelled enough, but I think that's healthy. You know, like, for the past few years that I've been here, you know, we kind of set 11, and you guys and I could probably know what team was going to be on a Friday night, but now, you know, lads are arriving, and you're not in the team after playing the week before, but that can only be good for a squad, you know. You know, every day in training, you have to go in and perform. Sometimes last year, if you weren't performing in training, you still kind of play or you still have a chance to start. But you know, if you're not training on Monday, Tuesday, training well, you're not going to play. So I think that's going to benefit us in the long run as well with such a healthy squad. I mean, seeing the addition of Campion off the bench, young Conor Ellis, you know, fresh legs, but they're a great talent. And obviously, Griff making his debut is another bright thing for the club.
Just going back to Shawnee there, Stephen. I mean, you know, it's a sixth game in a row of scoring, you know, going back to the cup final last year. If he keeps going with that kind of form, like, obviously it's going to be hard to keep at the end of the season, but it might even be hard to keep him beyond the summer. Would that be a concern for you?
No. Shawnee loves it down here. You know, Shawnee's the sort of lad that wears his heart in his sleeve, where if he says he's staying, he'll stay. He's not going anywhere, I tell you that. You know, he's a phenomenal pro. He's a phenomenal fella. I can't speak highly enough for the kid. You know, I've been in many dressing rooms in Ireland, around the world, and the kid's attitude is second to none. And some of us senior pros look at him for a bit of inspiration too when the going gets tough. And, you know, yeah, massive future in the game. You see the boys from Dundalk last year getting a call up to the Irish squad. And I wouldn't rule that out for Shawnee. He really is destined to go to the top. But look, we're delighted he's here. It's a blessing that he signed back. And as you can see, we're flying this year. And he's a lot of that to do with him.
Were you a Sligo at the time Shawnee was?
No, I was there a half a year later. But I was aware of Sean's talent. I remember him at 18 when he was at Waterford, you know, before he went to West Ham. And the kid's a natural finisher, you know, and they're very hard to find, natural finishers. No matter where you are, you just think he's going to score. So, look, he's a massive asset for us, but you have to look where there's other goals coming from other parts of the team as well, you know.
And yes, when he came, you know, when he was at Sligo, he didn't really work at the target much. And then he went to Dundalk and he didn't even get a look in. So, when he came to Cork, his career was actually at a low ebb, considering like he was a highly rated player. So Caulfield has obviously done something to this player to actually activate all the goal scoring qualities. That so what is it, do you think, have you seen?
I think it's the surroundings. You know, straight away he was happy down here. We have a great dressing room in this club, you know, like everyone gets on with everyone. Like I could sit in tomorrow morning and talk to Shawnee or talk to anyone. You know, it's a real family atmosphere down here. And he loves playing down here. And I think that once you're happy off the field, you're happy on it. And your performance reflects that. I mean, look at us all. We're all, like, I haven't been back at Dublin since New Year's Day. You know what I mean? I love it down here, like, you know? Yeah. My mum and dad are wondering if I'm still alive sometimes. But, like, that's the sort of thing it is, though. It's great down here. And I think Shawnee, we won't mention his girlfriend. That might have something to do with it, you know what I mean? But look, she keeps him happy, and we keep him happy. You know, he'll be here for a while, so that may continue. But no, I think it's a lot to do with confidence. But he's a talent, and that's everyone knows that.
You said something there about your own scoring record. You said that as long as you keep it, you keep hitting it on target, it'll go in. And I remember asking Caulfield about what he had done for Maguire, and he just said to me that he had tried to persuade him to, or convince him to keep shooting.
Mm-hmm.
That was his.
Absolutely.
That's all he had done.
Yeah.
He hadn't really done much other than that. So obviously this mantra about just getting it on target is something that...
And this work rate, though, like, we all go in and you don't see him going back out with a bag of footballs and substitute keeper for 20, 25 minutes. You know, they're the things that people don't see. They see him banging in the goals on Friday night, but you don't see the work he puts in. Left foot, right foot, different runs, you know. Like, I'd be an odd kid sometimes, and I'm 28 looking. Like, that's the difference, you know. Then he does it consistently on a Friday night. It's no coincidence. You know, it's really not. But, as I said, we're delighted to have him, but we'll keep going and... Hopefully he keeps banging in the goals, because we're certainly not complaining.
It's a good result to be taken into Friday's one.
Yeah, it's a massive game in Dublin now with Rovers. You know, they've obviously strengthened some aspects and that, but we go there fully confident. Like, you know, confident we'll get the 3 points, but it's going to be a battle. You know, it's Rovers, always a battle, but look, we're playing some good football, we're happy.
Game in 8 days, isn't it?
That doesn't matter, you know, the way we're looked after down here in recovery, we'll all be in the morning at 10:30 for ice baths, and if lads need robes in the gym, and we'll be ready to go by Wednesday, never mind Friday, so there'll be no problem with that.
I'll give you a ring, so will
I take it? Yeah, I don't know, I'm still alive.
So it's only four games in as well. Do you allow yourself to look at the league table, especially with Dundalk, who's in play as well?
See, everyone's mentioned Dundalk, but like, you look at Derry are unbeaten, you know? Like, Rovers are going to be there or thereabouts, obviously Dundalk will be there or thereabouts, but it's our performances. Like, that's a massive 3 points tonight, like, coming from behind, digging it out, and... Yeah, you come in and lads, well, what were scores? But no one's running in to checking the phones and who beat who. It's, we take care of our business down here, and what will be if we keep winning our game, stay undefeated. You know, we have a great shot, we have a great chance. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we'll keep it going.
Yeah, it was a massive 3 points for us. You know, I suppose people had said that Sligo had been a bit of a bogey on us. I suppose you went in at half time, you probably felt that way, because certainly in the first half, we certainly had 4 or 5 chances where we should have scored, and they had some great defending, and then on the counter obviously Nulls made a great save as well. But you know, we spoke at half time trying to be patient, and I suppose, you know, we gave away a goal interception, you know, a loose ball across the back, and in fairness to Sadler, he finished well. But you know, the lads responded very quickly, and obviously Beats got a great goal, and I think you know, Shawnee, you know, man of the moment. It looks simple, but it's just telling you the type of position he was in, held his head and rolled it into the net. So overall, it was, you know, big win. I keep saying this league every week, there's no easy games. And you look at Sligo and you're saying they've only 1 point, and you're saying, looking at that, you know, they'll feel disappointed. But overall, you know, it was a real character game for us. And, you know, obviously we deserve to win because we had a lot more chances. But at the same time, it's still a night that you could have left points behind.
And coming from behind, you must be really pleased with the strength of character in the team.
Absolutely. Well, I've no doubt about that. And, you know, I'm with the lads every day, and you know, most of them were here last year, and I've seen this in them. And to be fair, I keep saying they're fantastic lads, but, you know, we can see it was a typical game where, you know, Sligo, you know, sat in, played down the break and had pace. And I keep saying that they've a lot of young players, Sadler, Olunga, you know, Kateri, even though he's moving on in age, he's still a lively player. Mm-hmm. And you could see that on the counter attack, they were very, very dangerous. And you know, we knew that. So as we'd said all along, this year we're going to have a lot of games like that where teams are going to sit back, and if you get nights when you don't go ahead, you know, you have a situation where, you know, it could be a goal down, and that's what happened tonight. But the main, most important thing for us is that we finished incredibly strong for the last 30 minutes, considering we drawed on Friday night. We didn't get home till 3 in the morning. So from that point of view, it shows the strength of the lads and the work they've done. So, you know, great credit to them that way.
And Rovers now coming up on Friday night, another tough one.
Yeah, another game, yeah. In tomorrow, we're recovering to get our thoughts on Rovers. So, yeah, every week, there's no easy game. It's tough going. And, you know, and the big thing, you know, you look at Sligo there and you're saying they're going to cause a lot of trouble because they're going to get results. And, you know, with the quality in their team, you know, so we're happy to win tonight and move on to Friday.
It was a very uncharacteristic error from Johnny Elsey for the goal. Is it going to lack a game time, maybe, out of him there?
Maybe so, Paul, yeah, or it might have been a situation where he mightn't have seen him. You know, I think he thought that the pass was on. And so, you know, Johnny's always very reliable. But to be fair to Sadler, there's very few fellas that would have had the pace to intercept it and then to go on and finish the way he did, because Nulls actually came very quickly off the line to see could he close the angle down, but he finished superbly. So, it was a blow because I suppose, you know, we fell at half-time, we should have been ahead, we came out in the second half, started well. You know, and then you can see, but the most important thing is we bounced back very quickly and, you know, straight away you could see from the tip-off we went forward straight away, and obviously the score so quickly brought us into the game, but from then on you could see we were just pushing big time to get the win, and, you know, we knew how important it was, and, you know, so from that point of view it was a big 3 points.
Have you had an indication about Greg's injury? Was that anything serious?
Yeah, it's one of those ones that he's a little bit of a knock with his ankle, so we just have to assess it. It's difficult when you play 2 games in 4 days and you have another one on Friday. If it's week to week, you have a chance. It's difficult, so we just have to assess the next day or two. So I suppose the good thing about it is that, you know, Dooley was on the bench, probably wasn't 100%, but, you know, it gives him another few days. Obviously, Benno was a bit tight, and, you know, obviously his age, you can't rush him and give Johnny a chance to come back in. So from that point of view, you know, it's good to have options. And to be fair to the, you know, Campion that came on as well, you know, it was a difficult game to come on, but straight away he had a presence and he had a purpose, and it released Shawnee a bit, you know, and certainly Shawnee really started turning it on then in the last 20 minutes and causing a lot of problems, and probably we could have got the third goal really, but, you know, still 2-1 and taking the points home is good for us.
Is that something more likely to see this year with Benno? Will you kind of have to wrap him in cotton wool a bit more than maybe you would have done last year?
I'm unsure yet. Well, the problem basically is that he didn't play since the cup final, and he missed most pre-season with an ankle that he hurt himself, you know, which was in a freak accident, you know, on honeymoon. We won't ask what that was about, but it was a honeymoon. But, you know, he came back, and that was the problem. You know, when you're that age, you have experience, but you have to do your groundwork. And so, you know, this time of season, it's easy. But if you get back to week, I think he'll be okay. And I'd assume that for Friday he'll be okay again. You know, so it's just that the tight turnaround, and you see, you don't get off a bus until 3:30 last Friday, and Saturdays are right off. And you're in and trying to do recovery. They've lost their sleep, and you know that's what I keep saying. It's so difficult because it's so unusual. Only the country clubs have that, you know, and we or Derry are probably two furthest away, or maybe Harps that have that problem. So, but people don't understand that. I know coming off the bus, I've shattered myself, never mind the lads. But you could see tonight, though, still our energy, our pace was still outstanding and right to the end. And that's a great credit to even Kevin, you know, and the strength and conditioning lad, Kevin Datton, and the lads like Cots and Cairns, and the boys who work hard with the boys every day. You know, the kid that their fitness is so good.
Was Gelrod come back into the equation for Friday night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it just a knock or something?
No, he was a bit tight, and you know it's one of those ones. What you do, do you go with him, or you know what I mean? His hamstring was a little bit tight, so you know it's tighter. Then if he goes, he's gone for 3 weeks. And I keep saying at the moment the league is 8 months, long, long, long way. You don't want to be getting fellas who are out for three or four weeks, and so we're just trying to manage that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, if you leave points behind, that could happen too. But at the same time, you know, nothing's going to be won at this time of the year. It's just really about, you know, driving on and trying to get a good start. And you know, because obviously, as I keep saying, the league will be decided in the last 3 or 4 games of the season.
Sean, one stat that puzzled me. 12 corners, yeah. And only once did you look like scoring.
Yeah, unusual for us.
Very unusual.
Unusual for us.
Wasn't be happy with that.
No, not at all, because we do a lot of work. If you look at last Saturday, Friday, we scored from 3. Yeah. You know, and tonight we didn't. And And now, to be fair to Sligo, to be fair to them, they did defend very well in some of the corners. But at the same time, I actually felt our delivery in a lot of the corners this tonight were poor, you know, which is unusual. And I just felt that at times we took the wrong option. So from that point of view, yeah, you're right, Sean, it was disappointing. We look at that and, you know, I suppose one night you scored three from and tonight you had 12, you know, scored all, so it is frustrating. So there's plenty of work to be done.
Especially when you're at home and it's like you're playing against attack defence all the time. And set pieces are very often the way you break through that, isn't it?
Absolutely, and if you look at the first half, you know, I can remember, you know, there was a free kick that Kevin put in the first half, waiting to be headed into the goal. You know, it was perfect for anyone just to touch it. And went by. Johnny headed one literally on the line over the crossbar. You know, so it was that, but it seemed to be that type of night where we were very, very close. We just couldn't. And sometimes in a night like that, you're coming away and you lose 3 points, you know.
And that's you know, that scenario, like you were lucky that McNulty was at the top of the swarm because he made 2 great saves.
He did. He did.
Both of them down and just tipped them over like he was.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's the number one keeper. That's why he's number one keeper in the league, and he has been. Yeah. And I keep saying he's a phenomenal keeper, and, you know, you watch him every day at training. You know, he's an inspiration for any young kid around the place. He trains every day. You know, he's, I don't know how many consecutive games he's played for me, but he's been absolutely a phenomenal keeper. And he's, to me, you know, in fairness, Gary Rogers is a decent keeper, in fairness to Doherty at Derry, but McNulty is absolutely, you know, I think, you know, his record shows he's a phenomenal keeper. And I think probably down here we haven't appreciated him because he was number two for so long under Devine, whereas he's really come into his own since he got to 30 years of age, because as a keeper you need experience, but his fitness levels are incredible and his flexibility is incredible. So, you know, he could, you know, he's a super keeper.
You mentioned a few things, John, that, you know, it's likely to be more than a two-horse race this year, and Derry's result obviously tonight, the manifestation of that, that probably doesn't come as a surprise to you.
No, I'm brave.
I'm brave.
And, you know, so I've said this, it's different than last year. There will be more to you, and I think you'll have more results as well. And I won't say there'll be shock results, because nothing shocks me, but I think you'll have a lot more. I think definitely more draws. Maybe more points. How many teams can afford to drop? I'm unsure just at the moment till the thing settles down. But I think definitely you'll have a lot more draws. I think there are teams out there that can take more results than maybe in the last number of years. So from that point of view, I'd expect that there'll be more teams in there.